Well, our friends at Growmark have invested in artificial intelligence, AI, out on the farm, and Dan McCann, the CEO of Precision AI, to help us understand how that may fit into our operations here in the future. And it's exciting to say the least, Dan. Technology is changing at the speed of light. That's the oldest saying in the book, right? But it really is true, it seems like, when it comes to how some of these machines can perform tasks on their own these days.
Yeah, I agree. I think technology is moving at the speed of light, but not really in agriculture, I find. It's an industry. It's one of the few industries that I call a high penalty for failure industry, right? You've got things like medicine, you've got things like aviation, you've got things like agriculture, where if you make a mistake and the tech doesn't work well, somebody could lose a life, or it could be millions of dollars worth of damage done. And so realistically, so I think farmers have been cautious with the adoption of new technology. A lot of people will try different things, but it better work. And I think that gap between, hey, this is a good idea, this actually gets productive work done on my farm, is something that not a lot of companies have cracked that nut yet, and we're hoping to be able to change that.
Talk to me a little bit about the transition that you see coming a little bit and how AI may actually shrink the size of the machines that we're using today.
Yeah, well, as any farmer knows, when they go to trade in a sprayer or trade in a new piece of equipment, the numbers keep going up. They don't go down. Things get bigger and more expensive over time, and it's to the point where it's you've got to be a pretty hefty sized operation with pretty stable revenues, which of course in ag is always a little bit tricky, to be able to support reinvesting into these fleets. And so the idea of like bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and more expensive and more expensive and more expensive actually is kind of an old world model, right? With that assumes that the human, like you and I, have to be sitting in that cab, or that we've got to be able to get as much work done as possible because we've got to get a certain amount of work done, and we have to go to bed, and we got to eat, and we got to actually have a semblance of a life. Whereas automation and autonomy, right? You're probably familiar with, probably seen in movies like self-driving combines and self-driving tractors and all these types of things. Well, and fast forward 20 to 25 years, and these things are going to be the de facto standard in everything. And in that world, where you no longer need to be sitting in the cab for 16 hours a day, and you don't have to be trying to get enough farmhands because all your machines can drive themselves, well, that changes things. Suddenly, it doesn't really make sense to buy big, huge, expensive equipment. It actually probably makes more sense to buy a swarm of small, cheap robots that, if one goes down, you still have 10 other ones to do the job, right? And I think that's how we're going to see farming change with technology going forward.
So then how does that kind of guide your company's production and where do you hope to fit into that evolution?
Well, we see two big areas of what I call revolution on the farm, right? And area number one is automation, right? Is this idea that you don't, or that like a person doesn't actually be have to have to be the one that does the most sort of tedious labor. You can actually get an automation self-driving machine to do most of that stuff. That's number one, is to take the kind of the human out of the loop a little bit, and let you focus on the stuff that matters, right? And not just like I say, inhaling chemicals from your sprayer all the time. The second sort of big unlock that we see is actually, and this is where we put our chips down, is on that aerial application, is going to be like a personal aerial applicator is going to be on every farm as well too. And right now there really hasn't been any way to scale that up, and that's something that we're working on, right? So if you think about artificial intelligence and crop management on your field, well, the best thing to do would be to have a swarm of drones, take off automatically and scan your field with AI and tell you exactly where the problems are, exactly what needs to be done, and then actually treat them. Because you're not putting any tracks in the field, you can do it all season long. And these things can not only detect problems, but they can actually treat problems automatically as well. So it's kind of like, you think about the farm of 2050, right? Swarms of drones could be like Roombas for your crop, just to manage weeds and take care of pests and things like that. And that's actually what we're trying to build at Precision AI.
And Growmark isn't obviously invested in your vision a little bit as well as they continue to try and serve producers.
That's correct. We've really focused on disruptive unit economics in more concrete terms. We think that we've built a drone platform that can actually scale to large farms, which is something that has been a real challenge. Anybody who's ever tried to use a drone on their farm before, it probably thinks it's pretty cool. But then you look at your 1,000 acres of corn, and you're just like, well, how the heck am I going to use this small little thing to do that? And so we built something that's actually has about 40 times the productive capacity of your traditional type of drones. So you can actually get the big fields done. And things like automation are actually like an aerial, it's actually a solved problem, right? Like drones already automatically. You don't need to. It's actually a lot harder to do automation on ground than it is in the air, because you've got things like, hey, my field's muddy and my tractor just got stuck in there. Well, you don't have to worry about that with the drone, right? And so I think Growmark sees the disruptive potential of not just being able to take aerial application and bring it to every farm, but also to take the ability to scan your field and identify using AI like what needs to be done and where it needs to be done, so you can put the right product in the right place at the right time. And we kind of do both with precision AI. So,
How can we find out more, Dan?
well, for now you can go to our website on precision.ai. You can also go and ask your local Growmark RFS or CHS rep, and about it. They might not know much yet, but hopefully within the next year to year and a half, we'll become much more prominent in through that channel. So, but yeah, we're more than happy to. And you can also just reach out on our website, and we're happy to answer questions.